think it would be simple. Zman Kriya Shema. You have it reduced to one little box on the Luach. So, what's so difficult about Zman Kriya Shema? So I hope that we'll get... Now, I don't even want to talk about Zman Kriya Shema Shel Arvus. I don't have time for that today. So we're just going to talk about this Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachos. And that's enough to keep us busy for quite a while. And in the Goyin, I don't know if we'll be able to finish the Goyin, but in the Goyin has 10 Zmanim for Kriya Shema. 10 Zmanim for Kriya Shema. So, we'll start to take now. There is a question, this Zman Kriya Shema, is it the Raisa or is it the Rabbanan? That's also, there is some question about it. That's not 100% agreed to. And we know that among the things the Torah writes, b'shok b'chol b'kumech. So the question is, we're supposed to recite Kriya Shema when we go to sleep, or when we're sleeping. That's a machlekes, when we go to sleep or we're sleeping. And u'v'kumech seems to mean, everyone seems to agree, it means when you get up. It doesn't necessarily mean, some ask the question, why is uvekumecha any different than uveshachbecha? So maybe it should mean the whole day while you're up. But some say that kumecha means to rise. It does not mean to be up, but it means to get up. So there's a question, if some want to say that midiraisa, it's not different than the night time. You have the whole day to read Kriya Shema. The fact that it's pushed early is midirabbanan. Many say, the uvekumecha is a din deraisa, just shach b'chaz a din deraisa. They're both a din deraisa, they're not dinei derabbanan. So that's already, there's some question exactly what the nature of Zman Kriya Shema is. Yeah, let's just talk about Kriya Shema in the morning, as I said. That's what I want to focus on today. Kriya Shema Shem Shachas. So, the questions are, when does Zman Kriya Shema begin? When does it begin? When does it end? And what is the preference? When should we be saying Kriya Shema? All of these are open questions. And we'll try to examine them little by little. So I could trouble someone to bring me the first Chelek Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch begins Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachros, and he's talking about, when does it start? What's the beginning? But let's not jump to conclusions just from what we read in one line in the Shulchan Aruch. It's a lot more complex than that. Mishiyira es chaveiro horogol imok tas barichu karmans. I see a guy coming down the block. He's not a guy that I know intimately. You know, like a guy that I know very well, I could see him, just some slight mannerism of his, I know who he is already. A guy that I don't know, it doesn't help me to stand next to him. I can't recognize him anyhow. So someone that I know somewhat, an acquaintance, and from Dalet Amos away, is Viyaki Reno, I could figure out who it is. That's the beginning of Zman Kriya Shema. But that's not Lav Dafka the beginning, as we're going to see. What's the issue is, why is it from this point in time? Now, we have three parshiyos of Kriya Shema. So, now that's also a question. How much of the Kriya Shema is deraisa? So we have all different views. We have those that say the first pasuk is deraisa, the rest is derabbanan. Those that tell us the first parsha is the rice. Many that tell us the first two parshiyos of Minat Torah And even at least one sheet that it holds that all three parshiyos are min ha'Torah. So that's going to color what we're looking at right now. Where does the din mishiyiras chaveiro come from? Because in the third parsha, in the parsha of Kriyashma, Re'isa Ma'isa, he was a chartem, is called mitzvah Hashem. So one looks at the tzitzis, and that should bring one to remember all the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, so look at the tzitzis, whose heart is called mitzvahs. So what the Gemara learned interprets is what is to look at the tzitzis in what fashion. So it tells me to look at the fashion that I could see. This is one gauge, how I see a person, but to see the different colorations in the tzitzis. There's a question also with the Tanoim. Does it mean between the chalas and the white? And some are skeptical, one of the Tanoim is skeptical about that, because even by the moonlight you should be able to tell the difference of the stars between something that's totally white and chalas. So he says it means that within each strand you can see the properly dyed parts, and the parts where the dye did not take so well, they still have a whitish tinge to them, and you could discern that. So the fikach kavu chacham zmanu mishiyakim and chelas alava. When we can see clearly all what I have, in other words, the whole variations of the tzitzis, the blue and the white, etc. Now, if this is a din d'oraisa, so that certainly then okay. So this is all d'oraisa. This is the whole kriyashma story. So this is part of the kriyashma story. If the whole third parsha is only d'rabbanan, then it's hard to say that this is a deraisa dikizman for Kriyashma, for the start of Kriyashma. So the chayra, we would have to then assume that it's certainly the Rabbanan, that we have to start at that point. Which is probably a good idea, to assume that it's some type of color to some extent, but in the Rabbanan. Why do I say that? Because we're going to find the following. We're going to find, if we go forward in Siman Nun Ches, we're going to go to Sif Gimel. Umishu Onus, a person that has a situation which won't allow him to recite Kriyat Shema later. Going to Shehoyam Mashkim Lotzis Aderach Mokum to the Chayav Alistim. He's going to a place, through a place which is dangerous, and it's not a place where he can stop. Even to say the first pasuk of Kriyashma, Shal Yuchalamu, Willul the Chavin Afilu Parsha Bishaina, and not even at the beginning, Adalav Avecho, or the Bnei Hashayor, I guess, won't stop. They're moving along. I guess they're walking, they're hiking together, and they won't stop for him. Yochol the Groysim Birchosel Bishol Amar Hashach. Then he can read it from the time of Amar Hashach. Why? The Kevin Shol Amar Hashach. Shapa Karinam Bay Ubukumecha, and he can say the Brichas Kriyashma because this is already Gam Shapa Mikra Yitzhar. So this Lechaira would seem to be a Deraisa Dikatan. If we're assuming that Kriyashma is Deraisa, which is also a Machlaikas, and even a Machlaikas Lahalocha, the Shagas Arya Paschal, the Kriyashma is a Mitzvah Derabonah, it's not a Mitzvah Deraisa. So that's the Kshas's conclusion, it's debated. Shas. So, but if it's a mitzvah deraisa, and I will assume that this man is also a mitzvah deraisa, maybe not. Maybe everyone holds the beginning of this man. So that Uva Kumecho would say people are getting up from the time it starts to turn light. People are certainly getting up at that point significantly. So we already have two zmanim. That's why I told you it's not so simple. They have a Zman of Uva Kumecha that defines the Kriyashma Shel Shachris. And yet they have another Zman of Mishiyaka. So l'chadchila, I'm supposed to wait till Mishayeh Mishayaker. But if I won't be able to recite it appropriately after Mishayaker, so I go early, all the way back to Amar HaShachar, to the beginning of the day.
Where did the Rav define of Kumecha?
What?
Uv Kumecha, how did you define that chronologically?
Uv Kumecha has varied meanings. Some interpret Uv Kumecha as long as you're up. Most interpret Uv Kumecha when you're getting up.
So what time?
So the Uv Kumecha means, according to the Shas, is from the time of daybreak. That's when people are getting up in significant fashion. Now they start to be able to see what they're doing. So people start to get up then. So that could be as more likely as a din d'oraisa. But the din of Yishayaker would not seem to be a din d'oraisa. If it would be a din d'oraisa, then how would it be so flexible? That if a person is an onus, he could start from Amar HaShachar. In Zmanim we have such things with the Rabbanim. In the Mishnah Megillah of Chaf Amar Aleph, the Mishnah says the following, that all the mitzvahs which are supposed to be done in the Yom, in the daytime, so one can, is supposed to do those mitzvahs from Netzach Haman on. But if one did them from Amar HaShachar on one's Yaitzin. So there we have a reason that he wanted to push off the mitzvah sayom until Netzach Hamot, because if we're shooting for daybreak, it's easy to make a mistake. It's not so clearly defined. So we don't want to make a mistake and do the mitzvah too early. You see the top of the sun poke its head over the horizon, that's it. There's no question what you think. So that's clearly daytime. So the chatchila was supposed to wait until that point. So we have parallels to this idea that this is Zman d'oraisa, and yet the Rabbanon pushed this man a little bit later. So we can have that here. In other words, they felt lechatchilo, it's preferable that we should experience the tzitzis while we're reciting Kriya Shema. Gemara says in Menachos that what was the message of the tchelis? The message of the tchelis ultimately was to cause us to think of the heavens in the Kisei HaKavod, the Rabbeinu Shalom. So it seems that Chazal wanted us to have that experience as we read the Kriya Shema in the morning. So the Chatchila, they wanted us to wait till Mishayaker. Now, we have the Shulchan Aruch even goes further. So until now we said, I'm an onus. I will not have an appropriate opportunity to recite the Kriya Shema once Mishayaker comes. So I'm going to go back to Amar HaShachar. Now suppose I woke up tomorrow morning and I really didn't look at the clock, you know, it looked a little, it's getting light outside, I said Kriya Shema. Then later I find out, whoops, it was before Mishayaker. What's the din? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Dalet, Im Koro Mishalam Rashachar Afa Bishlo Yohanus Yotze B'diyevet. B'diyevet Am Yaitze. Meaning to say, the Midoraisa cuts it. It's Uvukumecho. I'm not supposed to do it. It would seem to be the Zedin Rabbanon to do it Mishayaker. So it's to wait. But if you didn't wait, you yaitze. See, here we already have two Zmana. A Zman of Uvukumecho, which seems to be a Deraisa Dika Zman. And we have a Zman of Mishayaker, which seems to be a Derabbanon Dika Zman. And that's why B'di Eved, if I didn't observe that Zman, I would be Yaitze.
So could you go back and say it later again?
You don't have to. All he says is, V'im Kara, B'lei Brochus, Yachsev, Grosev, Zman, Ema, Brochus. Then read it together later, so it should be together with the Brochus. But Yaitze, Yaitze. He did the mitzvah. You know, it's a little bit like Reb Chaim's story. The Velt says a chiddush from Reb Chaim, with the guy with two Esroidim. He has two Esroidim. So one esrog is badai kosher, but it's not mehuda. The second esrog, if it's kosher, is mehuda, but there's a suffix, maybe it's not kosher. So Reb Chaim said, which one should you bench on? So Reb Chaim said, you should bench on the mehuda dikun, like the bracha. And then afterwards, take the one that's definitely kosher. Why? He says you can only do mitzvah esrog once a day. See, if I picked up the one that was kosher b'di'evad, I was yaitzeh, that's it. So that's my mitzvah b'di'evad, it's not. But if I picked up the one that was mehudah, so if it was good, I did the mitzvah b'hidah. If it wasn't good, so I'll take the other one. What I mean to say is that once you did a mitzvah that you can only do once a day, if you did it in second-rate fashion, it remains second-rate. You can't change it anymore. Now, there's a mitzvah that we could do constantly. So what I learned. So the last half an hour, I didn't learn so well. So that's second-rate. The next half an hour, I learned well. That'll be first-rate. But here, no do-overs. Yeah, you did it, that's it. It's chalked up for the day. They say, come back tomorrow. Come back tonight. Try again. But so here we have im korum shalom amar shachar is yaitzi b'di'evad. So here we have his man of uvakumecho when we start to get up in the morning. We have his man of mishiyaka. Now let's project forwards a little bit. What is the sof? What's the sof zman kriyashma? Now I don't intend at this moment in time to get involved in the long-standing debate between the Mogen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon about how to count the hours in a day. That's not my subject today. It's one of the longest pieces in the Bi'ur HaGro. In the entire Shulchan Aruch, I think it's in Siman Tov Nun Tes Siv Dalet, if I recall. One of the longest pieces in the Bi'ur HaGro in the Shulchan Aruch. The Gro wrote in an extremely terse fashion. Yet, in this halacha is one of the longest pieces in the whole Bi'ur HaGro. And he really goes to town. He's very, very strong on his view. But I don't want to go into that. I want to do something else. So the Mishnah says in Brochus, or the second Mishnah in Shas, what's this man kriyashma? The soft man kriyashma. Rabbi Yeshua Omer ad sholosh shoyes. Now when you read ad sholosh shoyes can have two meanings. Does it mean till the beginning of the third hour? Or till the end of the third hour, right? Our old Shas question, Ad Bechlal, Alvoy Ad Bechlal. So the Rav and the Rambam both spell out, B'yoyim at Soiv Shosh Lishas, till the end of the third hour, Shurviyah HaYoyim, is a third of the, rather quarter of the day. And the Zvan Kriyashma is always until one quarter of the day. Now, seems to be very simple. It's the pshat of the Rav, pshat of the Rambam, and that's what we do. And yet, there appears to be a Gemara Mufereshes that says that the Ad Shalosh Shoyes means until the beginning of the third hour, not the end. Seems to be a Gemara Mufereshes. When I was Chazar in Brochus, and I came to this blot, so the kasha struck me. So I found that this kasha is already a kasha that the Kadmonim ask. So first we're going to take a look at the Gemara, and we'll see what the problem is. But something is axiomatic, and my creation was at the end of the third hour of the day, seems to be contradictory from a Gemara Mufereshes. Gemara is a shaylan brochas of kimmel amid beis. Toner rabban an arba mishmorois havei alayla. There are four mishmorois during the night. Divrei Rebbe. Rabbi Nosson ayim shalosh. There are three. My time, the Rabbi Nosson d'chsiv. The Gemara goes through varied proofs. And then the Gemara says the following. Omar, my time of the Rebbe. What's the reason for a Rebbe? Omar of Zreika, Omar of Ami, Omar of Yeshua ben Levi. Because he has a steer on Tillim. We find the description of David HaMelech when David HaMelech arose described in two very different fashions. Kosov Echor Oimer and Mizra Kuf Yitesa says, Chatzos Laila Okum Lahoides Lachol Mishbedei Tzidkecha. Chatzos, I arose to sing the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu concerning your halachos yeter. So Dovid HaMelech got up with Chatzos. Kosov Echor Omer Kidmu Einai Ashmeres means that I rose earlier than all the other kings. I got up two Mishmoros before them. So how could it be that he got up with Chatzos and Kidmu Einai Ashmeres? So the verse says, okay, it's at Arba Mishmoros HaLayla. When we refer to Mishmoros HaLayla, there were four. And therefore, he got up with Chatzos. And from Chatzos till daybreak is the third and the fourth Mishmor of the night. And that's where it says, Kidmu Einai Ashmeres. I arose two Mishmoros before the world got up. So that supports Rebbe's view that there are four. So what does Rav Nosson do? Rav Nosson says there are three. So what says Rav Nosson, Sovolok Rabbi Yeshua. Rav Nosson follows the Shinkna of Rabbi Yeshua, this Nam. Rabbi Yeshua Aymer, at Sholeh Shois. That these one Kriyash was until three shows. Shekei Derech Malachim Lamoid B'Sholeh Shois. The kings get up in the third hour. So the Mara makes a Cheshman. Shistalelia, right? The last 6 hours of the night, from Chatzos until daybreak. And 2 hours in the daytime is 8 hours. According to them, each mishmar is 4 hours in length. The midnight has three, is 12 hours manias, and there's three mishmaros, so each one is considered four hours long. So he says, that's it. So you have 6 hours of the night, the latter half of the night, and two of the day is eight. And the Gemara says, this is the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. So the Chayra, Gemara Mufureshes, that when Rabbi Yeshua says Ad, Shoshlishes, it means Ad v'loyad b'chlam. So how did the Rambam and the Rav say until the end of the third hour? Well, the Gemara is quite explicit that it means till the beginning of the third hour. Yeah, Elliot, Maskim. Okay. So now that we concluded that, so we're going to have to move Zman Kriyas from 1 hour earlier in Shul from now on. You don't want me to trash a Gemara, do you? So that's it. So this Shabbos, this month, Kriya Shema will be about 8:35. So well, I guess we'll have to start davening, you know, at 5 to 8. Oh, so this is a kash. It's a good kash. So. But it's a very old kasha. So here we have the following. Ad Gimel Shois, so the Menecha Shloima on the Mishnayos quotes the following. The Feirish of Avad Yizal, the Rav Ad Soif Shoshlishes. So Omar Amalakeit Kosov Hechochom Rav Ephraim Ashkenazi Chasono Yishol Rashal, the son-in-law of the Rashal. It's a long, long time ago. Right. We're going back to the very beginnings of the 16th century, the end of the 15th century. Ayein b'gemar daf gimel amid beis. Just learn the gemar. Kid Moena Ashmoros, Shekin Derech Malochim Lamod B'Sholoshos Shistel El Yevatarti Dimam Avalei Shtei Mishmoros. Uperish Rashi is Alva Tarte di Mama, Shishor Malochim Yishain, and they sleep. Shadakan Lamod Bishola Shos Beyond, but Chila Shos Lishis. The kings get up at the beginning of the third hour, and that's pretty much the simple shot in the Gemara that Rashi is saying. So, how did the Rav and the Rambam as well say that this man Kriyashma, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is Atsoib Shos Lishis? The Gemara said, Rab Nosson followed Rabbi Yeshua, Ad Shos Lishis, and the Gemara says it means till the beginning of Shos Lishis, black and white. So the kasha is an old kasha. And apparently, he leaves it sure. I shouldn't say that. I'm not sure if he's the one. We'll see right away. Let's see. Venerally Lefarish. I'm not sure who this Nerally Lefarish is going on. I'm sorry, Nerally Lefarish is this the Chassan Shal Rashal. Yeah. Venerally Lefarish of the moral if you perish a Rambam Zal Rab Zal. And this is especially important. Not only is it a kasha on a sheet, but it's a kasha like the sheet that we paskin like too. So I would interpret the Gemara in this fashion. Shem Sevrim Demiut Min Hamalochem Darkon Lamud Bechilo Shoshlishes. The kings start getting up at the beginning of Shoshlishes. Veruba Deruba Darkon Lamud Besob Shoshlishes. And most of them get up through the third hour, and towards the latter, towards the end, most of them get up at the end of the third hour. Vahochi Ka'amar David. This is Amma Melech. I got up. Even from the ones, the industrious, energetic kings that tend to get up at the beginning of the Shoshlishes, I got up two Mishmaros even before them. Allah has come over, come. I have another hour on the rest of the Chevra. And this is why he said, the Gemara says, very interesting fetch in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Shekein Derech Malochim Lamoid B'Sholish. Shekein Derech Malochim Lamoid B'Sholish Shoyz. So it says, why did the Gemara use an ambiguous Loshen? B'Sholish Shoyz could mean the beginning, the middle, the end, but it's. Why didn't it say V'Chein B'Yushu V'Shekein Shekein Derech Malochim Lamoid B'Sholish? V'Lo Omer B'Tchila Sholish. Below B'Sobshal, he should have spelled out which he meant. Obviously, we know Rav Yosh, the Bala Mishnayis knew that Ad is a flexible term. So why didn't he just say B'Tchila Shol? The answer is kings are getting up through this entire time. It means in the third hour is when kings are getting up. Most of them get up at the end. Now, it's not such a bad kasha in terms of learning. Not only that it's a good kasha in its own right, but he continues, it was Sefer Yireyim, Simen Yud Gimel, Perish, Aras Chola Shoshlishes. He says, indeed, the Zan Kriyashma was an hour earlier, in the beginning of Shoshlishes. 1/6 of the day, not 1/4 of the day. V'chein Da'asa Ben Osimcha, and another one of the Rishayim also holds that way. Avorova Poskum Zal Hiskimu Atzov Shoshlishes. Most agree that Rabbi Yeshua meant Atzov Shoshlishes. Kitzah Hadron, what's their reason? Why did they presume that he meant that so shoshlishes? I presume that the cheshbon is the following. That since Ad is an ambiguous term, so why did he not spell it out more precisely? There's a kasha on what I want to. Well, there is a kasha on later on Brochas from the fourth parak. Because the Gemara does have a shayla with Zman Tefila when it is. It also says Ad. But if we're to learn, and there the Gemara is a shayla Ad Bechlal, or Loy Ad Bechlal, that's where the Gemara raises the question. But there's a big difference. The difference is that Tefila is the Rabbanon. Kriya Shma is the Raisa. If we assume that Kriya Shma is the Raisa, then that would demand a greater degree of clarity in spelling it out, to leave it less to us to figure out. So perhaps that's where they're coming from, that their contention is that Kriya Shma is the Raisa. And Mameila, if Rabbi Yeshua meant only until the beginning of the third hour, he should have spelled it out. Shouldn't have left it up for grabs. And it's in the Rabbanon, so it's subject to different interpretations. So you come to this interpretation, that interpretation, be Sufik, if there's a Sufik, you could be Makel. So it would make it's not that critical to be defined. We could debate, and whatever people will come to, they'll come to, whatever. We didn't have to feel the strong necessity to spell it out. I'll call upon him, so this issue of, does this Gemara indicate that the end of 2 hours, at the end of 3 hours, is in fact the Machlokes Rishonim? So what Rav Shlomo was saying, that the Kasha that was raised by the Mashal son-in-law, is obviously a kasha that some of the Rishonim, albeit a minority, took very, very seriously. And they will convey it as one Kriya Shema in accordance with that Gemara and Brachos. And that means at the beginning of 2 hours, not at the beginning of the third hour, not at the end of the third hour. So even this man Kriya Shema that we have, the one that we functionally use, is also not so clear. We have a halacha l'maisa, fortunately. But nevertheless, there's debate in the Rishonim. There's a raya in the Gemara, which is a little unsettling. Now, so we think now we know the beginning of Zman Kriya Shema. Shasat Chak from Uvukumecho. Otherwise, Mishiyakir. And we have all the way up until Gimel Shois. Now we'll see what the Gro has to say. That it's not so simple as we think. Now, then we'll come back, we'll see what the Shulchan Aruch is to this. Oh, here's the Siddur Agro. Tossi Kosov B'Shem Hagro Yud Zmanim Heim L'Kriyashma. There were 10 Zmanim for Kriyashma, right? So far we had Misha Yakir, we had Amra Shacha, and we had some debate about what Shor Shlishis is. Three. The Goyin says there are 10 Zmanim for Kriyashma. The first one we know about. That's when it starts. Acha sheyala amra shachu b'shas al chak. That's the shas al chak position. The second one we also know. M'sheyura chaver v'richuk dalet amas. That somewhere is in between amra shachar and neitz. Gimel is kibasikin. And the third one is kibasikin. So, the Goyin holds.
That's before. Before.
Oh, so yeah, that is before.
Before. Amra Shach.
Before night.
Before night.
Now, u'mitzvah menamuvchor likroisik v'asikin. So after he goes through, he brings the 10. That one of the Talmidim of the Goyin quoted 10 levels. So we'll stop on the Vasikin one. So then he goes to amplify to explain the Goyin's views. Now the Shulchan Aruch says that also. That he intended to read it just prior to the Neitz. Kadeshi Yisayim Kriya Shabir Chose Im Haneitz Achamo. So the Goyin writes, "So you mechav in the Kriyas of Kodesh Manaitz, k'day sheyisayim brichas gal yisol imanaitz acham." Says one Kriya. Now listen to the Goyin. The Goyin cheater says, "Says one Kriya shma lechatchila, eino ella ar hanaitz acham." This one Kriya shma lechatchila is before naitz acham. And don't misunderstand me, the Goyin says. V'loy mishum zrizus levad. Not because of the, you know, zrizus makdim in the mitzvah to do a mitzvah at the first possible time. Rak sha'achar kach over zman ikum mitzvah. The principal time to do the mitzvah is before the sun rises. Ken v'zbayer v'tartar di tamid rabbi n'yoyna v'chayim bayer v'losh n'rambam. She calls them the Rambam of Mitzvosa, she yascha likra is koidam an Eitzacham. The Rambam says the mitzvah is to read it before an Eitzacham. And he writes only vim icher v'kora yotzu. If you said it later, okay, you yotzu. But clearly in a b'di'evedik fashion. She'ainosa ad gimel shos. And the Rambam, l'misha ovar v'icher. A person that failed to read at the right time. So this is The mitzvah of an amuvcha, from the standpoint of the goyin, was a very, very big thing.
But he doesn't put a window on it, right? He just, in other words, it's just a few minutes before Netzach Hamor, right?
Yes. Now you're
window.
It's from Ishiyaka to Netz.
Is what?
It's from Ishiyaka until Netz.
No, but this one Kriya Shema, since you're supposed to be Samech Gula the Tefillah.
Right, but if you're not Samech Gula, in order for Kriya Shema itself, it could be.
Yeah, but in the Seder Tefillah, it has to be already Korov the Netzach Hamor. That's what comes out with all the Dinei Derabbanan that are involved. That's the Lechatchila. So now he goes, what's his fourth level? Ma'atzman Koydim Haneitz Kedasarif. Meaning that if a person, as he says, so Mishena Yochol Chavim B'Tzimtzum L'Sam Goyis Olam Haneitzach Hamor, he can, you know, we have a day of such precision. We have watches and we have satellite clocks. And at Dvar Pella, we have two satellite clocks of the same company, hanging 20 feet from each other, and they're always a minute different. You tell me. I guess, you know, the signal goes around the world in how much of a second? I don't know, a second? Whatever it is. But these 20 feet, there's a minute it takes in between them. It's a dark fellow, but, you know, but...
Why do we need two clocks for the whole problem?
That's it. The Jews can only have one day about anything.
Well, it's like someone's eyesight from there can't reach here. And
that's what we have to know. It's because they have two different zmanim, that's why.
You need to earn a
kaidish. That's it. Oh, so he says a person in a time when the world, you know, we have an age of extremely precise, unusually precise measurement. You know, we have, in terms of understanding the physical world around us, we see with a lot less distortion that was ever seen before. Why? Because we can observe the world from outside the Earth's atmosphere. Like, what was the chiddush of the Hubble telescope? Because it's beyond the Earth's atmosphere. And consequently, it doesn't have the distortions which the atmosphere produces. So we can observe the physical world in ways that we could never observe it before. And we have the digital mechanisms, the computerized mechanisms, to be extremely precise. But in all the history, it wasn't so simple to know exactly when exactly this man created, when the sun exactly is going to rise today. Was a very difficult thing to know. So he says, I can't get it so exact, you know. I don't know how. The Siam goes on Manitzacham, Akaponim Yira Likros Parshu Shona Shokriyash, Rakaidamanitza, the Rib says, well, these read, even if you're not going to work out exactly that you're going to finish on the dime to start Shacharis, but at least do the first parsha of Kriya Shema before him. V'shiyah Neitzachamba, Mekriyas, parshas Rishonot Gol Yisrael. So the Neitzachamba will be from the time you stood somewhere in between after you finish the first parsha, Ad Gol Yisrael, Shazen Eko Lechavin. If you have a little wider window, so that's not so, you know, you don't have to be so remarkable and so precise. So if you can't do it kivasikin, then you should do it a little before the Zman Kriya Shema. So it comes out, as he says before in the summary, in Dalet Zmanim Koydim Haneitz. Four of the ten Zmanim were before Neitzach Hamor. Now the Goyin was extremely marked, but the Goyin daven kivasikin every day. And I don't know really, in the Ashkenazim, the Sfaradim, I don't want to speculate because I understand very little of the Messiah, you know, what it actually was, the Messiah. But I don't know if before Goyin, how popular the Vasikin was. I'm not sure if this is also not one of the things that the Goyin, because he made a big Indian of it, and the Goyin davened the Vasikin every day, that it became a big Indian after his time, much bigger than it had been before. That's my suspicion. The Chazon Ish, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, davened kivasikin every day. And in Vilna, the Chazon Ish did not have a minyan. He was not a public figure. He was known amongst the Gdolei Yisrael, knew him, but in the public he wasn't known. He was an extreme nister, the Katanish. And consequently, he did not have a minion. In Eretz Yisrael, he was had a minion every day in his house, Kibasika. But in Chutz La'aretz, he did not have a minion, Kibasika. So the Chazanish davened be Yechidus a whole week. The Chabetz Chaim brings a site to Pesach, that a person, at least the davens Kibasika regularly, is more significant than Tefillah B'Tzibur. And he would show up in the weekdays. He'd come to shul twice a week. He showed up in shul during the weekdays. On Monday and Thursday, he came to shul to hear a Kriyas HaTorah, and that's it. And then he went home. So in Yerushalayim, I mean, Vasikin is a very, very big thing, very big in Yerushalayim. And it's interesting, Rabbi Yosef Zatzal did not daven Kamasikin. Why? No, he was up between 2 and 2:30 in the morning was his time to arise every day, and he slept somewhere between 3 and 3.5 hours, and that's, you know, I can't pin down more than that. But his problem was he was very, very fayekished. Rabbi Yosef, extremely, extremely mesuder. They say in like 60 or 65 years he went off his schedule only 3 days. Like between the ages of 15 and 80, there were only 3 days in his life that he wasn't exactly on his schedule. So he could not conduct himself with the Zman Shachar flying around. You know, it had to have a time, whatever it was, 6:30, whatever in the morning, but it had to be a fixed time that every day he was going to daven at that time. He could not, you know, just keep constantly recalibrating the schedule. So he did not daven Kibasikin for that reason. It just did not fit into his, you know, the way he used time. Didn't work for him. So, but the Goyin was very, very keen. So here we have, the Goyin is telling us, in Shitas HaGoyin, of the Goyin, that Zman Kriyashma after Neitzach Hama, is B'diavad already. The Lachatchil is before Neitz. Now, so we learned some surprising things already today. Now we have the fifth Zman of the Goyim. Achar HaNeitzach Hama Tekef. That right after Neitz, in other words, if you didn't read before, there's an Indian to do it right after the sun rises. That's another Zman. So he spells out in the Perushim, like Koro Isa Koidam Neitzach Hama. If I didn't succeed in reading before the Neitzach Hama, Yeshlo Lahaktim Nekrosim Mehera Kol Masha Yuchal. That I should read it as early as I can. Now, what do we have in the Shulchan Aruch? We have the following. Sif Beis in the Shulchan Aruch, Yeshlo Lahaktim Nekroisa V'Vehera Kol Masha Yuchal. So here the Chofetz Chaim writes that the reason for this is because there's a reason Makdim in the Mitzvahs. But to Rosh, you don't have to, you should not daven be yechidit for this reason, or to daven without tefillin. Now, this reason, now, the halacha, but other than that, the person should Rosh the Kriyas Shema as much as he can. Now let's see how. Now, when we said Tirakama Shogu Baroya, he says how much people have made an obvious mistake. People that start their working day before they've davened, after davening. Without Shabbat Avdi, Mikamatan. First of all, you're not supposed to be engaged in your affairs before you daven. They're missing the primary time for Kriyashma, which codominates. But halayomru, bo re kama chaviva mitzvah v'shaita. To do a mitzvah at the right time and not to do it, it's a phenomenal gemara in Menachos. The halacha is hekta chalovim v'evorim, you could do it night, right? It's in the first Mishnah Brachos too. K'sherim kol halayla. So why the shaita is the following. So they brought karbonos on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. So when should they burn the chalovim v'evorim? So you'd say, listen, if you burn it on Shabbos, there's Chilul Shabbos involved. And you're allowed to do it at night. So Ev Shalakayim Shneyim, wait until the night time and burn them at night. So what do you have to do it on Shabbos for? So the halach is not that way. They did not wait for darkness. They burned them up in the daytime if they had time. Why? Because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. When there's a chance to do a mitzvah, it's significant to seize the opportunity as quickly as one can. And then he gives a little musr. He says, if a person keeps pushing it till the end of his man, he may make a mistake and miscalculate his man. Or the clock is off a little bit. So far we've explored tonight five zmanim in Kriya Shema. Right? Four until the nates, and then as quickly as one can after the nates, assuming that one will still have tefillin and tefillah b'tzibah. Now here the Chofetz Chaim says the reason for this is because there's reason magdim in the mitzvah. Apparently it's qualitatively different. Before we said to do it before the nates, that's the ikur zman kriya, not because there's reason magdim. But the Chofetz Chaim writes to do it after the nates as quickly as possible. That's because there's reason magdim in the mitzvah. He sees the first opportunity to do a mitzvah. So meanwhile, we've explored five zmanim in Kriya Shema tonight. Right? Explored the zman of Amar HaShachar for Shas HaDchak, Misha Yaker, the zman which is just prior ending in Kivasikin. If one can't do Kivasikin, one should still read before, and sunrise will come out somewhere in between the first parasha and Shmona Esrei. And if one didn't succeed in reading it before the Neitz HaChama, one should read it as quickly as one can afterwards. So we have five zmanim that we discussed. And we also touched upon what it means that the sub zman is until 3 hours. Does it mean the end of 3 hours, which is the way we paskin l'alocha? And we did have a minority view, which is somewhat supported by the Gemara and Brachas, that it means till the beginning of the second hour. Okay, so, ad kan for today.
So I assume the governor of Kriya Shema really slow. So his